Ah, we got to keep you airborne, everybody. Tom Petty's Free Fallin', 100.3 The Sound, your afternoon zoo.
That's how we're starting the week?
Oof. Well, you notice something different?
It's going to be gear grinding to Friday, everybody. Sit down. Take a weight off.
That's variety. That's a little bit of variety right there. 100.3 The Sound. That song is one that got played, that Hush, Deep Purple with John Lord going crazy on the keyboards, because you liked it when we played it before. You can text like or dislike whenever you hear a song on The Sound, and that can result in it getting played less or more. How about that? And, you know, today, Christian, it's all about the little differences today. Did you have a good weekend?
I did.
Good. Today you're going to notice little tiny changes in the program, and I hope that you like them. Please, by all means, let us know how they treat you. Like, for example, Christian, instead of being snarky and peevish, is going to maybe be a little petulant and irascible.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe choleric or snappish. We'll see. We'll try on different colors and see how you like it, but I'm telling you this, you're going to learn something fun next in the Classic Rock Time Capsule. That's what you'll hear next on 100.3 The Sound. This is 100.3 The Sound, jumping into the time capsule.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
It's open. Welcome to Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Monday, July the 11th, 2016. We're going to have a look at the rock history that they don't teach you in school. For instance, which classic rock artist sings the most about the weather? I'm going to tell you in just a minute here. But first, I want to talk about Bruce Springsteen. You know Bruce Springsteen, Christian. His debut album, Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey, comes out in early 1973 and starts his big league career. But did you know that it could have started 2 years earlier? It was on this day, in fact, in 1971, Bruce is opening for Humble Pie in Asbury Park, New Jersey. After the show, a blown-away Peter Frampton comes up, offers him the opening gig for the rest of their national tour. He also promises to get them an audition with A&M Records. Inexplicably, Bruce's then-manager, Tinker West, turns Frampton down cold on the spot.
Solid management. Solid. What? Well done.
What
Nailed
is that?
It.
What is that? If you got to fire somebody in your metal band, today is the day. On this date, 1982, Def Leppard fire original guitarist Pete Willis because he's allegedly drunk on the job, which is weird because I always thought that was part of the job, really. Also on this day in 1990, Guns N' Roses fire original drummer Steven Adler because they say he's addicted to drugs. Adler files a lawsuit the following year saying that, well, okay, but I thought the drugs were a prerequisite. That's the way these guys acted. So they settled that out of court. He just played with the reunited GNR last week in Chicago, as a matter of fact, I think. Okay, so Christian, which classic rocker do you think sings the most about weather? If you just had to take a gut feeling.
I have no clue at all, so I'm going to guess it's John Lennon.
That's not a bad guess. Time last year, climate scientists from five smart colleges added all the songs up so you don't have to. They found that of 542 songs,
you don't need a weatherman to know it's where the wind blows.
Bob Dylan mentions the weather in 163 of his songs. Almost a third of his songs, making him the artist most likely to talk about the weather. Beatles come in second, so there's your guess, with just 48 weather mentions and 308 songs in their catalog. Let's test the theory. Let's see Tangled Up in Blue, how long it takes for him to get to something about the weather.
Singing about the weather, right away, first line. Nailed it.
Early one morning, the sun was shining.
Oh, actually, there you go. Yep, right there. Yep. Right there in the first one. You know what? Let's hear the rest of that one, actually. This is Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule. You're listening to Andy in the Afternoon. He's Christian right over there. We're having a fine time here on 100.3 The Sound. Well, it happens here in just 10 minutes. Song fight. Every day, Christian and I each put up a song, and then you text and tell us which one wins. And if he loses, he gets furious. Today, we're tied. We're tied. We're exactly tied. So it's so important that you rally and vote for my song and put him out of his wits. That's my only request. Mm-mm. Pink Floyd, in the meantime, on 100.3 The Sound.
Woo!
Round one. Fight!
It's time for Song Fight every day at 3:40, which it's now exactly. Christian and I each pick out a song, and then you tell us which one wins. Couldn't be simpler. And I won on Friday, so that means I get to go first today. And I've decided to unearth this one from 1979. Something that never sees a light of day on the radio, it seems. Features your USC marching Trojans. It's Fleetwood Mac and Tusk. What you got, Christian?
I'm going with some rock and roll, buddy. Some rock and roll. These lads. Joe Elliott. Rock star. They don't build them like that anymore.
On the day the original guitarist got fired.
Yeah.
No less.
I hope it was a satisfying and appropriate celebration.
Well, here you go. What you want to do is you want to text A to 21003 if you love Tusk. And you can text C to 21003 for Christian's song there, Rock of Ages from Def Leppard. We'll have the results after 6 o'clock this evening. And don't text and drive. And what else? Oh, you'll pay for it if you pay for a text, so. Get busy, and we'll get more classic rock on the radio next on The Sound. All right, then. It's 100.3 The Sound. I'm Andy Chanley. That's Christian over there. I'm going to do something a little different today. I'm just going to throw out a topic. There was something on the hump, and I want you to text me the first 5 words that come to your mind about it. And I was thinking, let's start out with a softball today. We're not trying to change the world. It's July 11th, 7-Eleven, or Slurpee Day, which we famously investigated before. Your word is 7-Eleven. This isn't an ad for them, so don't worry about that. Just text 5 words to 21003. Text 5 words to 21003. Usual rates apply. Don't text and drive, and keep your phone handy. Maybe I'll call and harass you after you do it. Supertramp, 100.3 The Sound. Manford Man, 100.3 The Sound of Southern California. It's Andy in the afternoon. Christian's here with me. We just thought it might be fun to see what's on your mind about current events today. So I asked you a little while ago, I just threw out a topic and said in 5 words or less, text me what's on your mind about that. I threw out 7-Eleven because it's 7-Eleven today, Slurpee Day. 951, for example, texted, I get free Slurpees today. See, they get it. They totally see what's going on. 626 area code, conveniently overpriced unhealthy crap.
Perfect.
That's right in the wheelhouse.
Nailed it.
But the winner for me was Jennifer Walker Garrett, who I've got on the phone. Jennifer, would you care to share what you texted?
Sure. Tangy Slurpee out of the nose.
Tangy Slurpee out the nose. Someone who's listened to the program before on Slurpee Day.
Oh, Mr. Yeah. Potato Head mustache on it.
Some kind of, it's not a mustache.
It's on Facebook Live.
That's me choking. Literally choking on Facebook Live. With a Slurpee out my nose. Jennifer, thank you for your participation. We love that. I tell you what, how about this for a prize? You're going to come in on Friday, and you're going to participate in a game of giant Jenga. I'm going to get details from Sammy here, but you're going to come in and hang out when we do 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock this Friday, all right? So hold the phone.
Awesome, thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. And in the meantime, a breakdown coming up here in just a second. Christian's going to take us into some Who with a scalpel. That's next on The Sound. What you looking at today, Christian?
Well, if you want to, do you know who Dave Arbus is?
No.
He was a band. He was in a band called East of Eden. They had a top 10 hit in England called Jigga Jig. I can't believe you don't know it. I don't think they remember that song at this point. Anyway, he also played this, Andy. It's a bigger hit than Jigga Jig, that's for sure.
Did Dave fare better than, like, the guy that played on Maggie May? Did he get a
royalty on this?
I would imagine that he got some kind of royalty, because in England you get a royalty for performing on material, not right. just for writing it. And this is iconic, because it is, of course, the ending jam.
Double track.
Barbara, at least.
I never know when to stop that. I never know when the song ends. That's impressive.
Don't forget, there are tickets still available for July 30th's breakdown at the Swing House Sessions. I will be definitely doing Bob Seger's Hollywood Night. Spend an hour on that one. If you want to get tickets, there are a few remaining.
Where can people get those tickets?
They're on the Andy in the Afternoon Facebook page, Andy. And I believe the post is now on the 100.3 The Sound website. But either way, the Andy in the Afternoon Facebook page or The Sound's website. Get yourself some tickets and come and hang out with me for at least an hour on Bob Seger and an hour on somebody else. See you there.
So we reckon, since a lot of politicians are on the take, that we here at The Sound, we're not above that either. Starting next Monday, we're going to bribe people to vote for classic rock. That's right. We'd whiz on a spark plug if we thought it would help. If you listen to The Sound, you can enter a national contest to win $1,000 four times every weekday. It starts 7 o'clock Monday with Mark in the Morning on 100.3 The Sound. The Sound moves in mysterious ways. Just got some good news about Joe Perry. People closest to him are telling us that he's doing a lot better. Remember, he collapsed last night in New York at the Hollywood Vampire Show. Well, looks like he did not suffer a heart attack in Brooklyn, but they're trying to figure out what exactly did happen to him. The tour keeps going. It goes to Ohio next, but looks like they might have a couple of guest guitarists. But get better soon, Joe. Certainly glad that you're feeling a little bit better. 100.3 The Sound with Aerosmith.
Round one, fight.
It's become a beloved Southern California institution, the song fight. Every day, 3:40, we each pick a song, and then you tell us which one wins. It's a tough one today. It's a very close competition today, and I picked This'n, trying to keep it local. Fleetwood Mac's Tusk from 1979, featuring the Marching Trojans. If you like this one, text A to 21003. If, on the other hand, you prefer this, Def Leppard's Rock of Ages, then you want to text C to 21003, because that's a Christian song. Don't do it while you're driving, dummy. And usual rates apply as far as texting goes. We'll find out when we're well into 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock after 6 o'clock who wins. We've run out of ideas long ago here at 100.3 The Sound, so we're asking you if you've got a special talent. Specifically, Mark is looking for it, Mark in the Morning. He wants to know if you have a special talent, to text the word talent followed by your actual talent to 21003, and you might get a chance to show it off at the appearance at the OC Fair with Mark and Gina, Christian and me, on July 23rd. Standard messaging rates apply, and don't text and drive. I was trying to think if I have a talent. I got a colonoscopy once on the air. I guess I could trot that
out again.
Let's
do that at the fair.
Do that again.
Yeah, we'll do that again.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the colonoscope. Get it cleaned.
Sure.
Meantime, I'm developing a new talent here in a little while. We're going to be riding a hoverboard. Is this a hoverboard or is this a balance board?
It's called a hoverboard, but it doesn't hover. It's a misnomer.
It's a non-hovering hoverboard.
Yes.
That we're going to be riding through the halls of the station for time. With this as a soundtrack. 100.3 The Sound.
Do It Again was about gambling, not necessarily gambling for money, but taking risks and also repetition and not recognizing that you're repeating patterns that you have before. And it was the first song actually I ever sung on in the studio. And in fact, when that became a hit, all of a sudden I was a rock and roll singer, to my surprise.
It's 100.3 The Sound, 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock. We're having a nice, peaceful time listening to some Santana. You like Tito Puente, Christian?
I do.
He's great.
It's moments like this I like to think, Oye, como va?
Yeah.
You know?
Listen how it goes.
Oh, like this?
My rhythm. Oh, and I'm going to get on Facebook Live. I don't care if anybody else does it, but I'm going to ride a hoverboard and break my neck. So join me in the other room off the air for the show behind the show on 100.3 The Sound.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
Life is a little bit rough, and you got to think even the guy who gets the big buckle, the Grand National Mega Cup champion, will probably wind up on his butt.
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
People Are Strange came about one night when Jim was like real in one of his downer moods, and he was talking about killing himself and stuff. This is about 5 in the morning, and I said, let's go up and watch the sun from the top of Laurel Canyon. And we went up there, and all of a sudden his mood totally changed, and he came up with the idea of that song, which is, if you're weird, then everything's going to be weird, but if you're cool, then everything's cool.
I got a news flash for you. We've got Rams games. You want to find out what's going on Ram-wise, then you should get in the Ram fam. Text Rams to 21003.
Ram fam.
Again, data rates apply. Don't text and drive. You idiot. But we'll keep you up to date with Rams info, like kickoff time. You know, things like it would help you actually see the games. Oh, and special VIP tickets. So keep listening. Ram fam.
Ram fam.
Text Rams to 21003. 100.3 The Sound.
It's fun to say. Ram fam.
Ram fam.
You know you do that every time, right?
Cool. Did I tell you I saw hawks?
No.
At the park? Boot camp?
Yeah?
Yeah. North Hollywood. 2 big ones. One was like 4 feet away from me, like swooped at me this morning.
Did it make that sound?
Caw. Caw.
Did it make that sound?
No, it didn't.
They don't make that sound. But no,
it was chasing
does.
A crow. I think it wanted to have sex with the crow.
No, what they do is they pull the tail feathers out and then they fall out of the air.
Really?
Yeah, they lose their balance.
Oh. Anywho, answer to results from Songfight coming up here in just like 10 minutes. It'll be in a jiff. Keep listening. This is 100.3 The Sound.
Caw.
Nope. Caw. Oh, maybe it's that the crows do that to the hawks. Don't.
Caw.
No.
Caw?
No.
Round one, fight.
Song Fight happens every day at 3:40. Christian and I each pick a song, and then you tell us which one prevails by a text vote. And the text vote is complete. I'll check the final, and...
Before you say anything, Ron Metavier tweeted, he said, sitting on the deck in New England, enjoying a cerveza, listening to Sound LA, Andy in the Afternoon. By the way, Andy Chanley, King Trot, wins tonight. So, Ron, right or wrong?
He says you win?
Yeah.
Oh, but he's wrong.
Yeah.
Because it's 56-44% in favor of me. And I also have a quote from our friend Dave Martin, who says, you can't blank with Tusk.
Well, you can. You can also swing the vote heavily towards you by going with the UFC thing or the
fight
UFC
on!
Thing.
Yeah. I don't even like the Trojans, but hey, fight on!
Well, there you go, everybody who voted for me. Doesn't even like your team.
No, I really Smart. Do. I like him a lot. No. Like him a lot.
No.
Is that pandering?
He said it.
Do UCLA have any bands?
Did it to yourselves.
Christian, did I tell you that back in Greenwood, Indiana, that Charles Mellencamp was my guidance counselor?
Yes, you did.
Bill Mellencamp was my math teacher.
Every time.
Betty Mellencamp was my
anytime you play a
English teacher.
Song. Yep.
You couldn't swing a dead cat without hitting a Mellencamp.
Sometimes you'll tell me when you're not doing anything to do with Mellencamp. You'll just randomly let me know.
And we actually did swing dead cats.
Well, it's a sport there, isn't it?
Yeah. It's Olympic sport.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a good story.
It always is when it comes to you and the Mellencamps.
first time I ever heard the Beatles was in October of 63 in Chelsea, Michigan. I was going to see this girlfriend who I wrote Night Moves about. It's totally about our lifestyle as juniors in high school in 1962, which is straight out of the movie American Graffiti. We all had slick back hair and leather jackets and wore points and Banlon shirts and Levi's, and we were like phony tough, you know? Of course, your sexual naivety, too.
Hack. Practice up, Seekster. Yeah. Cripes. No, that's one of the most amazing songs of all time, and you promised to break that down a couple weeks from?
Actually, no, I'm doing Hollywood Nights because I did it on the morning show a couple weeks back, and it was so good. But I do that in 20 minutes, and at the Swing House sessions, I spend an hour on each song. I do two of them in the evening, and I'm going to be doing Hollywood Nights because it's gobsmackingly good.
It's amazing.
So if you come on the 30th of July to Swing House Studios in Atwater Village, I will do two that evening. I'm not going to tell you what the other band is. I like to surprise people with that. Get tickets. Where do you got to go, Andy?
You have to go to the Andy in the Afternoon Facebook page. Ooh, Christian.
Yes.
And I'm looking at it right now on the AITA page, and there's a comment under there from someone listening in Baltimore, Maryland, Carrie Moxham DeVilbus, who says, Christian needs to bring this to Baltimore.
All right. Well, I'll do it for the price of an airline ticket and a venue. So if she wants to pony up all that cash, I'll do a private one for her. So, yeah, if you go to the Andy in the Afternoon Facebook page, and I believe it's also on the Sounds website, grab a ticket for you and a friend. I guarantee you will not be disappointed.
Yeah, it's money well spent. It's half stand-up comedy, half music theory lecture, and it's really fun.
And the other half is awesome.
Yes.
Three halves.
What?
It's that good.
Wow. Mm. The goodbye song's coming up next. I flipped my unit once.
Did you recover from that?
Yep, here I am.
Well, you had the surgery, right?
Yeah.
It's still a little bit.
It only goes one way. Literally. Good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer. Every dream comes true. And though it's always sweet sorrow to part, I know you'll always remain in my heart. So good night, sleep tight,
sleep you tight,
pleasant dreams to you,
and you and you.
Here's a wish, and a prayer,
and a prayer.
Every dream comes true. And now, until we meet again, sing adios, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen. Good night, Silas. He's feeling sick.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, Viv. She's slobbery. Good night, Christian and Sammy and Rita. She's in for the rest of the night here on 100.3 The Sound.
Wow. Measurable.